塔之音佛缘云聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年4月13号星期六，我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to everyone in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们大家早晨好。
We will have our regular Srimad Bhagavatam class today.
所以我们还是就是今天一起来学习圣殿博加瓦坛的早课。
And currently I'm in Tokyo.
然后现在我在东京这边。
And next time this week, I'll be in China.
然后下个星期的这个时候我就已经在中国了。
So very close, but very far.
所以说离大家离得这么近又这么远。
Do we have any questions from last week?
Let me check. 上个星期有没有剩下的问题？I don't think so.
All right. I have a limited time today, so class will be a little less than 1 hour.
OK, 然后就是说今天由于他的时间有限，所以说可能就没办法跟大家上满一个小时的课。
One second.
换个位。请大家稍等一下。
Okay.
Narayani, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
We have two Japanese devotees who speak some English.
Okay.
they're going to listen to the class, so I'm going to not use my earphones.
Okay, 因为 Guru 跟 Guru 在一起的还有两位日本的奉献者，他们会懂一些英文，然后所以 Guru 就为了让他们也听课，就没有用他的耳机来讲课。
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'll chant Jayarada Madhava, and then we'll begin.
所以我们现在一起来唱 Jayarada Madhava， 然后就开始了。
But before that, I have to get a throat lozenge.
Guru 先吃颗喉糖。
I can hear the birds.
Guru, your throat is still not okay?
I caught another cold. I can't believe
it.So bad. Guru 又感冒了。
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay.
Okay.
We shall begin.
现在开始吧。
Thank you for your patience.
谢谢大家耐心等待。
Jaya Radha Madhava.Kunjabi Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Gopi Janabalava Girivanadari Gopi Janabalava GirivanadariVasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira VanachariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Okay, so we're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, and today we're on text 17.
然后今天我们就一起来学习一下《圣莲薄伽瓦坛》第六篇第二章的第十七诗节。
This is a conversation between the Yama Dutas and the Vishnu Dutas.
然后这一个章节的内容都是 Yama Duta 和 Vishnu Duta 之间的一场对话。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So I'll read the Sanskrit and today I'll also read the purport and we'll translate line by line. Is that okay?
OK, 所以今天我们一起就是稍微有一点点小的变化，在读这个要旨的部分的话呢，咕噜会说一句，然后我来练一句。
Taistanya gani punyante tapodana vatadibi nadharma jamtad vidayam tadapi sangri sevaya tai.
被那些
by those
OK OK
Tani all those
所有这些
Agani、simple activities and their results
罪恶活动以及其结果
Punyante become vanquished
就被清除已尽。
Tapa austerity.
苦行。
Dana charity.
布施。
Vrata adibi. By vows and other such activities.
借由遵守誓言和其他这样的活动。
Na not.
不。
Dharma jam.Produced from irreligious activities.
从非宗教的行为产生。
Part of that.
那什么什么的。
Vidayam, the heart.
心。
In this case, the heart means the mind.
在这个当中的话呢，这个地方的心指的是心意。
So we have the physical heart.
所以说我们有身体意义上的心脏。
Then we have the mental heart for the emotions.
然后有这个心灵上的这种情绪上的这种心灵的意思。
Then we have the heart of consciousness.
然后我们有这个知觉的心灵。
So this is, and of course in English, and I know in Japanese, sometimes we use the word heart to mean all of those things, so it's confusing.
所以我知道就是在英语和日语当中的话呢会用这个心灵这个字眼然后来指刚才我提到的这三种事物所以说有的时候会让人产生困惑。
And I imagine it's the same in Chinese, isn't it?
Yes. 然后我想的话呢应该在汉语当中也是这样的对吧
Okay, taught that.
那。
Api also.
也。
Isha Angri of the lotus feet of the Lord.
至尊主的莲花足的。
Sevaya by service.
借由服务。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although one may neutralize the reactions of sinful life through austerity, charity, vows, and other such methods. These pious activities cannot uproot the material desires in one's heart. However, if one serves the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, he is immediately freed from all such contaminations.
译文，尽管人可以靠苦行、布施、遵守誓言等方法抵消罪恶生活的报应，但这些虔诚活动无法根除人心中的物质欲望。然而，如果人侍奉人格守神的莲花主，那么所有这些污染就立刻被清除掉了。
As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Verse 42,Bhakti Hare Shanu Bhava Virektir Anyatra Cha. Devotional service is so powerful that one who performs devotional service is immediately freed from all sinful desires.
要旨，圣典薄伽瓦坛第十一篇第二章的第四十二节诗中说，奉爱服务的力量是如此强大，做奉爱服务的人立刻就能清除一切罪恶欲望。
All desires within this material world are sinful because material desire means sense gratification, which always involves action that is more or less sinful.
这个物质世界里的一切欲望都是罪恶的，因为物质欲望意味着感官享乐，而感官享乐总是涉及或多或少的罪恶。
Pure bhakti, however,is anyabhilasita sunya. In other words, it is free from material desires which result from karma and jnana.
纯粹的奉爱服务能够免除一切来自功利性活动和知识思辨的物质欲望。
So in this case, karma means doing activities just forThe satisfaction of oneself. Action.
所以说在这里的这个 karma 这个字眼指的就是做的这个活动是为了满足一个人的感官享乐。
And jnana means, it can mean knowledge.
But, jnana 的意思的话呢可以是指知识。
But it means guessing, speculating.
Speculating. Imagining. Organa 本来的意思是指知识，只不过在这里的话呢，又被引申为有这个猜测、推测和心智思辨的意思。
So, bhakti, pure bhakti, or pure devotion to the Lord, that's pure love.
所以纯粹的奉爱的话呢，对于主的纯粹的奉爱就是纯粹的爱。
It means whatever we do for the Lord, we do it out of love, without any expectation of getting something for myself.
所以这就意味着我们为主所做的一切都是出于对主的这种真正的纯粹的爱，而不带有任何的这种期望，就是期望能够通过对主的服务得到任何的回报。
And also, we don't imagine what the Lord wants.
So sorry, Guru Maharaj, I didn't catch. We don't imagine what?
We don't try and imagine what the Lord wants.
Oh, okay. 并且这也意味着就是我们不会试图去想象主想要得到什么。
Right, sometimes we want to do something for the person we love.
比如有些时候我们想要为自己所爱的人做一些事情。
And we think, well, maybe today they would like to eat pancakes.
然后所以我们会想，哦，今天可能我爱的这个人想要吃点这个就是摊饼。
But actually, they don't want to eat pancakes.
但是实际上这个人可能一点都没有想吃这种摊饼，这种饼子的这种胃口。
Actually, I want to eat pancakes.
而实际上是我自己想吃饼。
So this is kind of guessing.
所以说这实际上就是一种猜测。
So pure bhakti, pure love for God and for others is free of personal motivation and free of just guessing.
然后因此的话呢，对于至尊主，然后对于其他众生的所有这些纯粹的爱，它就是不会有任何这种个人的愿望在里面的，不会有任何这种猜测，哦，我猜你喜欢，我想你会喜欢，然后这样那种猜测在里面的。
This is what Prabhupada means here when he says that bhakti is free from jnana and karma.
所以这就是帕帕在这里所提到的，就是纯粹的风爱是不会有任何的这种 karma 和 jnana 这种功利性活动和自私辩在里面的。
One is situated, and devotional service no longer has material desires, and therefore he is beyond sinful life.
专心做奉爱服务的人不再有物质欲望，因此超越了罪恶的生活。
Material desire should be completely stopped.
人应该清除一切物质欲望。
Otherwise, although one's austerities and penances and charity may free one from sin for the time being, one's desires will reappearBecause his heart is impure.
尽管苦行、赎罪和布施也许能够使人暂时消罪，但是由于内心不纯洁，那么物质欲望就会再次出现。
Thus he will act sinfully and suffer.
由此的话呢，他就会再次的从事罪恶活动，并为此而受苦。
End of the purport.
要旨结束。
So I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我虔诚地顶拜我的灵性导师圣任 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
I was born in the darkest ignorance.
我诞生于黑暗之中。
And he opened my eyes with the torchlight of the Lord.
而他用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
And I offer my respectful obeisances to...All of our param gurus.
而并且我虔诚的尊敬的顶拜我们所有这个使徒传系当中的所有的 acharya, 所有的 guru 们。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas listening to this class.
并且我也虔诚的顶拜在这里聆听讲课的所有的 Vaishnava.
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings come to know the joy of being.
愿所有的生物体都能逐渐感受到存在的喜悦。
And to know the joy of their relationship with the supreme being, Krishna.
并且能够知道感受到与至尊主至尊存在 Krishna 之间的关系的喜悦。
So this story is a discussion going on.
所以说在这个当中的瓦坛的故事的话呢是一个正在上演着正在发生着的一个故事。
There is one sinful man named Ajami.
在这个故事当中有这样一个就是从事过各种罪恶活动的人阿加米勒。
And he had a son.
而他有一个儿子。
His son's name, he named his son Narayana.
他把他的儿子命名为 Narayana.
Which is the name of Krishna, name of God.
而 Narayana 是主 Krishna, 神的这个一个名字。
So he had a child when he was very old.
而他是在年纪非常大的时候生下了这个儿子的。
So he was with his young child.
所以他和他这个非常年幼的儿子在一起。
And then he started to die.
然后某一天的时候，他就开始就是面对死亡了。
And he called out for his son.
于是他就大声的呼唤他的儿子的名字。
Oh Narayan!
Oh Narayan!
And then he died.
然后就在那刻他就死掉了。
Because he was sinful.
因为他就是从事过各种各样的这种罪恶活动，是非常罪恶的。
the messengers of death came to bring him to hell.
而就在那一刻的话呢，这个这个死神的这些就是信者，就是他的这些传信者，然后就来了，然后就把他带到这个地狱星球去。
So the demigod of death is named Yamaraj.
而这个半神人的这个死神的话，他的名字叫做 Yamaraj.
In Japan, he's called Enma-sama.
Enma-sama. 所以 Enma-sama 是日语当中对这个阎罗王 Yamaraj 的名字的一个称呼。
There's a temple in Nara.
然后在 Nara 那个地方还专门有一座庙，就是供奉给他的。
Nara is the ancient capital of Japan.
Nara 这个地方的话呢，是日本古代的首都。
There's a big temple there of Enma-sama.
然后在这个 Nara 这个城市的话呢，就有一个很大的庙，就是专门供奉给这个 Nara-sama. Enma-sama.
Enma-sama.
Enma-sama, 他的名字。
So anyway, they came to get Ajamil.
所以总之的话呢，这些Vishnu Dutta, Yamadutta 他们就来到了这个阿加米勒的面前。
Pulling him out of the body with ropes.
然后就用绳子，然后拴住了他，就要把他给抓起走了。
They don't use handcuffs.
然后他们没有用手铐。
They use ropes.
用的是绳子。
So they bound his hands with ropes.And they're pulling the soul out of the body.
所以说他们就用那个绳子捆住了这个阿加米勒的这个手，然后就要把他这个灵魂哈从这个躯体当中拉出来。
And then suddenly, the Vishnu Duttas appear on the scene, the angels from heaven.
然后突然之间 ，Vishnu Dutta 就出现了，然后 Guru 就把他们称作为叫做这个来自天堂星球的这些天使们。
And they said, "Wait, you can't take him to hell."
然后他们就说，等等，你是不能够把这个阿加米勒带到地狱去的。
Because when he died, he said the name Narayan.
因为在他死的那一刻的时候，他大声地叫出了主 Narayana 的名字。
Why are you taking him to hell?
那为什么你们要把他带到地狱去呢？
When he said the name Narayan, he became purified. He became freed of his sins.
当他叫出主 Narayana 的名字的时候，他就得到了净化，他就从所有的罪恶业报当中解脱了出来。
You should know better.
你们应该懂得更多，懂得更好才是啊！为什么要把他拉到地狱星球去
？Well, then the Yamadutas and the Vishnu Duttas they have this conversation. Why the representatives of Enma-sama they give the reasons why.Ajamil should go to hell, and the Vishnu Duttas they give the reasons why. No, you can't take him. He should go to heaven.
然后因此的话呢，在这两边就发生了这样一场对话。然后 Vishnu Dutta 就在解释，Yamadutta 他们就在说，就是为什么我们要把这个阿加米勒这个送到这个地狱星球去，而这个Vishnu Dutta 他们然后就是说为什么他应该不去到地球地狱星球，而是应该被就是带到天堂去。
So the it's like they're in a court of law giving their arguments.
这就有点像是他们在法庭上，然后在面这个辩论这个诉讼案件的时候的话呢，双方都给出了自己的这个论点。
Representatives of Enma-sama, they said, if you don't repent for your sins before you die, then you have to be punished.
所以说 Enma-sama 的代表们就是 Yamadutta 们，他们就说，如果一个人没有在死亡之前忏悔过自己曾经犯下的罪行，那么他就不得不去往地狱星球。
And the Vishnu Duttas said that, well, if one chants the holy name of the Lord, even unconsciously, it's so powerful, the Lord is present, and he can forgive one of one's sins.
而 Vishnu Duttas 就说到，那么即便一个人是这种在毫未察觉的情况下 唱出了这个主的圣名，而主的圣名是如此的强大。那么当他念出来的时候，实际上主当在当时的那一刻就是为他而临在了，那么主就会去原谅这个人犯下的所有的这些罪孽。
And the Vishnu Dutas in this verse, they're giving, the reasons why they think or why they believe that chanting the holy name of the Lord is the best way to atone for your sins.
所以在这个诗节当中 ,Vishnu Dutta 就给出了种种的理由来说明，那么为什么他们认为这个念诵主的圣名是最好的最棒的来赎罪个人来进行赎罪的方式方法。
Usually, if we break the law, we have to be punished by going to prison or we have to pay a fine.
所以一般情况下，就是当我们就是去这个破坏法律的时候，就是没有去遵循法律的时候，那么就必须要受到惩罚，要不然就是被罚款，要不然就去坐牢。
That's our atonement for breaking the law.
这就是坐牢或者是付罚金的话呢，是我们对于自己打破法律的这种就是犯下的赎罪活做出的赎罪活动。
But even if you punish a criminal,
但是即便你去惩罚一个罪犯
，if the desire is still there to commit a crime, then even after the criminal gets out of prison.Do the same thing again, right?
所以说，但是即便就是一个国家、一个政府去惩罚这个罪犯的话，哈，但是他的这种欲望，就是想要继续犯罪的欲望是没有被消除掉的。因此，即便后来刑满释放，他出来还是会继续作恶的。
It's very common for a thief to be put into prison or a rapist.To go to prison, and as soon as they get out of the prison, they steal again or they rape again.
所以这是一种很常见的现象了，就是对于那些比如说这个小偷啊，然后或者是强奸犯呐、啊，在他们就是被送到牢里去关了以后的话呢，被放出来还是会继续的去偷东西。
So the Vishnu Dutas say, some people say that you can become.Free of sinful desires by performing austerities.
所以有些人说，那么一个人可以通过去从事苦行活动，从而来让自己从这个所有的罪恶活动当中解脱出来。
Right, this is a path. Some yogis they perform very severe austerities.
所以这是就是一条灵性道路，然后有些这些瑜伽士的话呢，会进行非常严酷的这种苦行。
In Tokyo, there's a mountain called Mount Takao.
Mount Takao.
嗯。
哦，然后在日本东京的话呢，有一座山的名字叫 Mount Takao.
On the top of the mountain is a temple.
然后在这座山的山顶就是有一座庙。
Buddhist temple.
是一个佛教的庙。
I love to go there.
我特别喜欢到那儿去。
To escape Tokyo.
来逃离日本东京。
And on the way up, as you walk up the mountain, there's a little waterfall.
然后在一路走上去的这个路上的话呢，就是有一个瀑布。
And even now, there are people, there are monks and even common people, they go and they sit.Under the waterfall to meditate.
然后即便是现在的话呢，如果我们去到那个瀑布那儿的话，都会看到有和尚，然后或者是有一些普通人的话呢，就会坐在这个瀑布下面，然后冥想。
And the water is freezing cold.
而大家想象那个水温是非常非常冷的。
And the pressure on the water on your head is very hard.
而那个瀑布那个水砸下来的话，那个压力砸的脑袋上是非常疼的。
I know because I tried it.
我知道，因为我曾经试过。
And I have to say, when you go into the cold water, when that cold water hits you and the pressure on your head, forget everything.
you can concentrate and meditate.
And afterwards, I feel very refreshed.
所以说我不得不说的话，就是当一个人去进行这样的苦行哈，就坐在那个非常冷的那个水里面，然后那个压力还砸在脑袋上的话呢，实际上在当时你就什么都不会想了，然后而且完了以后的话，你会觉得非常的这种焕然一新的感觉。
Yeah, so at that moment, there's no material desire.
在那一刻的话呢，是没有任何的物质欲望的。
Yeah, I'm not thinking of women.
不会想着女人。
Or if you're a woman, you won't be thinking of a man.
或者如果你是个女人的话呢，你不会想着男人。
I'm not thinking of anything.
反正就是什么都没想。
Temporarily.
对，然后那种暂时的那一刻，然后那种解脱，那种快乐。
Or sometimes fasting is like that.
或者有时的话呢，如果戒食也是有这样的效果。
Or you can also give away your money and feel better.
或者你也可以把钱给捐出去，然后这也会让你感觉很好。
Give to a good cause.
把钱捐给一个很好的一个事情。
So all of these methods temporarily cleanse the consciousness.
所以说所有的这些方式方法就会在短暂的时期内能够清洁一个人的心意。
This is what it means to purify the heart.
这就是净化一个心，净化一个人的心灵的意思，就是指这个。
Actually, consciousness is pure.
实际上知觉本来就是纯粹的，纯净的。
The mind is also pure.
心意本身也是纯净的。
It's like a glass. You have a glass here. We have a glass here, and there's nothing in it. It's empty.
Oh, you mean like a glass cup?
Yeah, I'm holding the glass right now.
Okay.
It's empty.
所以这就有点像是我们这个喝水用的那个玻璃杯一样的。所以这个知觉和心意就像玻璃杯，然后里面都是空空荡荡的，然后很干净的。
It's clear.
并且是非常清，就是透明的那种。
Now, if I pour water in the glass,
但是如果我现在朝杯子里倒水，
that's like our consciousness.
而这就有点像是我们的知觉了。
That's also pure.
它这个水本来也是干净的，纯净的。
But then if I pour something else in the water,
但是如果此时我要是再往水里面倒了其他东西的话，
then it's not pure.
那它就已经不再纯净了。
And it has to be cleansed.
然后这个时候就你就必须要净化这个东西了。
Yeah, so in our material experience in the world, we have so many impressions of past enjoyment.
所以说在我们在这个物质世界当中的纷繁的经历和体验当中，我们有这么多这么多关于物质生活的这种印象，有很多都是来自于我们前世的这些印象。
And we learn to like this, and we learn to dislike that.
然后通过这种纷繁的经历的话，我们就学会了，我很喜欢这个，然后我很讨厌那个。
So, when we remember our past enjoyable experiences, we want more.
因此当我们记忆起我们曾经在过去得到的那些带来很多愉悦快乐的体验的时候，我们就会想要更多这样的体验。
There's a wanting there.
所以这个时候一种想要的感觉就出现了。
Which is actually a dissatisfaction.
而这实际上是一种不满足不满意的状态。
It's a kind of suffering.
实际上它是一种痛苦。
Of course, sometimes we want to increase that desire.
所以当然有时候我们会想要去增加这样的一种愿望。
That's why people watch pornography.
这就是为什么人们去看色情片的原因。
And they think it's a kind of enjoyment, but actually it increases the suffering.
所以说当人们这样去做的时候，他们以为这个是为了让他们享乐，让他们快乐的一种方式，然后实际上却是一种带来痛苦的方式。
We also have many unhappy experiences in our memory.
当然我们有很多就是来自于过往的这种不快乐的痛苦的回忆。
All of that is like pictures in the mind.
所有的这一切就像是脑海里的心意当中的这些画面一样。
And the consciousness looks at it.
而当知
It's me.
Yeah.然后而当知觉看到知觉看到这些画面的时候就会想哦这就是我
That's contamination of consciousness.
而这个时候就是心意就被污染了
Actually I'm something different.
实际上就是知觉就被污染了实际上我是不同的我不是这个
I'm not the movie that I'm looking at in my mind.
我不是我在这个心意当中所看到的正在上演的电影。
When I look at that movie in my mind, I feel dissatisfied.
当我看到心意当中的这场电影的时候，我感到不满足、不满意。
So you could call that sin.
而我们就可以把这个称作为叫做罪恶。
Sin is another word for ignorance.
罪恶是等同于愚昧无知的另一个词。
I think I exist independent of God.
我认为我是独立于主，独立于 Krishna 而存在的另一个存在。
I want to be number one.
我想要成为第一名。
So when consciousness realizes that it's part of God.Then one feels satisfied. But as long as one imagines I'm separate from God, that's what's sinful. And that makes one feel incomplete.
Okay. 因此当知觉觉悟到它就是属于神的一部分的时候那么这个时候知觉才会感到满足感到满意而如果知觉要是认为自己是跟神相分离的话那么这个时候这就等同于是罪恶那么他就会感到这种不完整的感觉
So the Vishnu Duttas they're saying here You may purify your consciousness by doing some austerity like sitting under a waterfall
就是 Vishnu Dutta 在这里说到的就是你可以通过做一些苦行来净化你的这个心意那么比如说像是坐在这个瀑布下面冥想一样
Or you may fast
或者你也可以戒食
Or give charity
或者是布施钱
And temporarily you may feel better
而在这个某一段时间之内的话呢这些方式方法可以让你感觉更好一些
But because one is still imagining oneself to be separate from God, the tendency to want to enjoy in the material world will still be there. It will come back.
Come back. 而那么但是就是这个个体灵魂的话呢他如果依然还想象着自己是独立于神而存在想象着自己与神是相分离的所以他这种想要去享受物质能量的这种倾向都依然还在那儿还是依然会再次冒出来的
So the Vishnu Duttas they say that this is not the real cure for the disease
You mean the austerities
Yeah
所以说 Vishnu Duttas 就说那么这些的苦行并不是能够治愈这个疾病的真正的治疗方法
Right You'll still have the tendency to want to enjoy separate from the Lord.
你依然还会有这种倾向，想要去独立于神而存在的这种情况下来享受这个世界。
So that's what sin is.
所以这就是罪恶的意思。
It means to be ignorant of our true self and our relationship with God.
所以罪恶指的就是我们无知于自己的本质无知于自己和神的关系
And try to become happy without that.
并且想没有跟神的这种关系之下的来去享受这个世界
It's not that we are bad
这并不是说我们就是坏的。
It's just ignorance.
只不过就是愚昧无知而已。
Like a child that's fascinated by the fire, he puts his hand in it.
嗯，所以这就有点像是一个小孩子完全着迷于眼前的一团火焰一样。
So the Vishnu Dutas, they're saying the real cure is to serve the lotus feet of the Lord.
嗯，因此 Vishnu Dutta 就说到，真正的能够治愈一个人的物质疾病的方式方法，那就是去服务至尊人格守神的莲花足。
Then the consciousness becomes freed of such contaminations.
然后此时一个人的知觉就会再也不受到这些物质污染的影响了。
So we serve the lotus feet of the Lord by hearing the holy name.
所以说我们通过聆听主的圣名来服务主的莲花足。
By serving the Lord's devotees.
通过服务主的奉献者。
By hearing stories about the Lord.
通过聆听主的逍遥时光的故事。
By hearing the truth about how the Lord is the Lord and we're dependent servants.
dependent, 而通过去聆听这个真相，那就是主他才是至尊的，而我们都是依附于他而存在，我们都是他的仆人。
Yeah, by hearing Bhagavad Gita, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we learn about the actual situation of God and ourselves.
通过聆听薄伽瓦坛，通过聆听这个薄伽梵歌，那么我们就能够真正的去明白这个主和我们的这种真实的状况是怎样的。
This clears away our confusion.
而通过聆听关于主和关于个体灵魂的这种真实的状况，这就会清除掉我们的这些所有的迷惑、困惑。
So as we actually discover the truth of who we are,
而随着我们渐渐的去发现关于自我的真相
，the essence of life, the consciousness，
发现这个生命的本质，这个知觉
，and how that life is coming from the source of life, God，
并且能够发现这种生命是如何来源于主，来源于神的
，we discover that we're already complete。
那么这个时候我们就会发现我们本来就是完整的。
We're already happy.
本来就是快乐的。
Material desires disappear.
然后这个时候对物质世界的这种欲望就会消失了。
We no longer imagine ourselves to be separate from God.
也就不会再想象我们是独立于主而存在的，不会想象自己跟主是相分离的。
So it doesn't mean that we lose our material body or mind or our relationships.
而这并不意味着我们就会失去自己物质的躯体、物质的心意，然后跟这个其他的这些人的关系。
But we feel happy and satisfied within ourselves.
而是我们在内心当中就能感到无比的快乐和这个满足。
And because we feel happy and complete,when we hear the name of the Lord, or we see the devotees, or anyone, we don't need anything, right? We don't expect anything. We just want to give. That's pure devotion.
Pure devotion. Okay. 所以说当我们的内心是充满了快乐，并且我们是感到自己是完整的时候，那么我们去聆听到主的圣名，来去见到任何一个奉献者，或者就是见到任何一个人，那么我们这个时候都不会想要去从他们那里得到什么，我们不会去期望就是对方期望主或者期望奉献者或者期望任何一个这个普通人给予我们什么，那么我们只想要去给予别人东西，那么这个才是纯粹的奉爱。
So, the real cure for this burning material desires we have.
因此想要治愈我们内心的这种熊熊燃烧着的物质欲望的真正的治愈方案。
Right, which is never satisfied. No matter how much money we get, we want more.
不论我们赚到多少钱，然后即便是亿万的这个金钱，我们都还想更多。
No matter how beautiful we are, we want to be more beautiful.
无论我们已经有多么的美了，我们还想要自己更美。
No matter how powerful we are, we want to be more powerful.
嗯哼，无论我们想要让自己有多么强大的力量，有了更这么强大的力量，还想要更多。
Even, you know, sexual relationships.
嗯。
The reason what we want is not so much the sex, we want the feeling of completeness.
即便是对于这种性关系，也并不是说我们真正本来想要的是这种性的体验，而我们真正想要的是就是在通过性体验当中所得到的这种完整感。
We want to feel connected.
我们想要去感受到跟对方的这种连结。
Actually, we want love.
而实际上我们要的就是爱。
It's just not the physical urge.
You mean the love is not the physical urge?
No, the sex, you know, what we want from sex is not just the to satisfy that physical urge.
Oh, okay. Actually want the love.
Yeah.
所以因此的话呢，我们通过这种性关系哈，去体验这种性，其实并不是仅仅只是这个身体的这种身体的这种冲动而已哈，而是我们想要能够通过性来体验到这种被爱和爱的感觉。
Now, we want love because we feel unloved.
我们想要爱，是因为我们感到自己是不被爱的。
And we feel unloved because we don't know who we are.
而我们之所以会感到自己不被爱，是因为我们不知道自己是谁。
Who we really are is love.
而我们真正是谁，我们的本我，这种真我的话，那就是爱。
Real love has no need.
真正的爱是没有需求的。
Real love is already okay.
You mean real love has no need?
Has no need.
No need.
It's already full.
所以说真正的爱是没有需求的，因为它本身就是完整的，所以它没有需求。
So when we realize our nature,
因此当我们觉悟到自己的本我，自己的真相的时候，
which is love,
而我们的本我，我们的本质就是爱，
which is pure light,
也就是纯粹的光芒，
which is connected.With everyone, everything, with God.
那么当我们觉悟到自己的这个本质的时候，那么此时我们就能够感受到跟所有一切的连结，跟神的连结和跟其他生物体的连结。
Then we just want to serve.
然后这个时候我们就只是想要去服务。
So the chanting of the holy name, the meaning is, thank you God, how can I serve?
因此我们去念诵主的圣名，这个主的圣，这个念诵他主的圣名的意思是什么，那就是谢谢你我的神啊，谢谢你，我真的想要去服务你。
That's pure chanting.
我想要通过这个纯粹的念诵来服务您。
So as long as we imagine I'm separate from God,
而只要我们还想象自己是跟主相分离的，
we'll feel incomplete.
那我们就会感到自己是不完整的。
So the consciousness is not pure.
因此这个时候知觉就是不纯粹的。
But by chanting the holy name,
但是通过念诵主的圣名，
the consciousness becomes purified.
那么知觉就会被净化。
And gradually we discover our completeness.
然后渐渐的我们就会发现自己的完整性，完整的存在。
And then we feel happy.
而后我们就会感到快乐。
And when we're chanting, we're not expecting anything.
而我们在念诵的时候就不会期望得到任何东西。
Because we realize we already have everything.
因为我们就会意识到，哦，我们原本已经有了一切。
And we feel gratitude to Krishna.
然后这个时候我们就会感到对主的这种感恩之情。
And our desire is that all others be happy.
而我们的愿望就是期望所有其他的人，所有其他的众生都会快乐幸福。
And so the Vishnu Dutas, they're saying, the real way to become purified of sin and the tendency to sin is to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
嗯，因此 Vishnu Dutta 在这个师节当中就说到，真正想要让自己的知觉得到净化，真正让自己净化掉这种想要再次从事罪恶活动的倾向，那么这个方式方法就是去服务主的莲花族。
So the Lord and His name are non-different.
所以主和他的圣名是没有任何区别的。
So the Lord is present there, even if we don't realize it.
嗯，当我们念出主的名字的时候，他就是为我们而临在的，即便我们是还没有意识到、没有觉悟到这一点。
And so Ajamil, he didn't realize that he was saying the name of God, but he said it anyway.
嗯，所以说阿扎米勒在他念出主的名字的时候，他并没有意识到自己是念出了神的名字，念出了主的名字，但他还是念了出来。
So Narayan was present.
嗯，因此在他念出来的时候，主 Narayan 就为他而临在那儿。
Now Krishna or Narayan, they don't live in a vacuum.
They don't live in a vacuum.
They're not alone. They're with their devotees.
嗯，所以说。Krishna 或者 Narayana 他们是没有生活在真空当中的，他们是跟自己的奉献者是在一起的。
Right, so the servants of Narayan were also there, the Vishnu Dutas.
哦，因此的话呢，就是主 Narayana 他的仆人，就是那些 Vishnu Dutas 们，就是在他念出来的时候，他们也就跟着一起出现了。
Yeah, so when we chant the name, the holy names of Krishna,
嗯，因此当我们念诵出 Krishna 的圣名的时候，
Krishna is there.
Krishna 就在那儿了。
The spiritual world is there.
然后并且灵性世界也出现了。
And we're living in a protective shield.
嗯，所以说在念诵的时候，我们真的是就是存在于这样一个被保护的一个壳里面。
So just like the sun gradually dissipates the cloud.
嗯，这就有点像是太阳光逐渐的驱散了这些迷雾，驱散了这些云彩一样。
Yeah, so how do you take it? Yeah, finally we have a clear sunny day in Tokyo.
今天终于在东京出了一个太阳天，一个晴天了。
It's been cold and rainy, and even snowed.
哦，然后一直这边都在下雨，还下雪，特别冷。
Yeah, so by constant chanting of the holy name.
嗯，因此通过持续不断的念诵主的圣名。
And if by chanting the holy name under the guidance of Guru.
嗯，通过在这个 Guru 的训示指导之下来念诵主的圣名。
Consciousness quickly becomes purified.
那么知觉很快的就会被净化。
Well, Prabhupada says here immediately.
嗯，所以帕帕在这个要旨当中用的这个词就是立刻的。
We should understand immediately what that means.
所以我们也应该立刻知道这是什么意思。
It's a relative term.
哦，所以说这个立刻这个词哈，这个字眼实际上它是一个相对的概念。
We've had millions of lifetimes.
我们已经谁知道呢？出生过几百万世了。
That seems like a very long time.
好像看起来这个出生过几百万世、上千万世，就感觉是特别漫长的一个时间。
But if you're eternal, is that time?
但是我们都是永恒的存在的话，那你觉得这个诞生过、出生过几百万世是很长的一段时间吗
？Some germs.They only live for a couple of hours.
嗯哼，有些这些病菌哈，它只会生存可能几个小时。
They're born.
嗯。
They grow.
嗯哼。
They have babies.
嗯哼。
And they die in a couple of hours.
嗯，所以有些这些病菌的话呢，从出生到 生长，然后到再次的繁殖，然后再到死亡的话呢，持续时间也就几个小时而已。
Spiking.
Spiking.
Yeah. Some germs, they only live a couple of hours. They have a whole life in a couple of hours.
所以说有些病菌的话呢，就是可能在几个两三个小时之内就整个一生就过完了。
So in one or two lifetimes, if your consciousness becomes completely pure and you go back to the spiritual world, that's immediately.
That's immediately. That's what Prabhupada means here, immediately.
Yes.
In one or two lifetimes.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以说 Guru 说就是在我们的一个生世或者是两个生世当中，如果我们的知觉真的是被净化了的话，那么就能够立刻回到灵性世界，这个就是帕帕所用的这个立刻这个字眼，它是一个相对的一个概念。
But it's different for everyone.
但是的话呢，对于每个人来说情况都是不同的。
We all have free will.
因为每个人都有自由意志。
So one time Prabhupada was asked, how long does it take to become purified and go back to Godhead?
所以说曾经有一次就有人问帕帕一个问题，就说到底一个人要经历多长的时间才能够完全被净化，然后完全的回归神手呢？
Prabhupada said 2 seconds, maybe.
然后帕帕就回答两秒钟就行了。
Yeah, if we want, we can choose to completely surrender to God right now.
只要我们想的话，我们就可以在当下此刻立刻完全的臣服于主。
But our material tendencies are there, and our identification with our mind is still there. So take a little time.
但是的话呢，由于我们的这种物质倾向依然还在那儿，我们还依然去认同于自己的心意，因此的话呢，就说我们还依然在这儿。这个过程还在依然进行着。
But the fastest way is to seriously take shelter of a devotee of Krishna and follow the method of the previous acharyas or great yogis.
而这个最快的能够回归神手的方式，那就是去真正严肃认真的去脱避于主的奉献者的莲花族，能够完全的去按照先辈灵性导师或这些伟大的瑜伽士的这种他们所给予的方式方法来遵循他们所给予的方式方法。
Right, if we want to become expert at anything, we have to have a good coach.
如果我们想要去擅长于任何的一件事儿，比如说一个技能或者是一个爱好的话，那我们必须要去向这个领域当中的专家学习，对吧？
So we want to hear from a devotee who is speaking the words of Krishna without change.
因此我们就想要去聆听一位奉献者的话语，而这个奉献者的话语是完全没有更改任何一丁点 Krishna 的意思的。
And follow in their footsteps.
然后我们就去遵循追随这些奉献者的脚步。
So Prabhupada, he begins the purport today.With a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Verse 42.
因此帕帕在今天的这个诗节的要旨当中，他首先就提到了这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的第11篇第2章的第42节式的这个引文。
But he didn't really explain the meaning of the verse.
但他并没有在这里完全的去阐释这个诗节的意思。
So we're going to read that verse and then end the class because I ran out of time.
Okay. So we're going to read this verse and then the class will end because time is not enough.
So in the purport, Prabhupada quotes the first line of the verse.
因此在要旨当中，帕帕引用的是这个诗节的第一句话。
Bhakti.Pradeshana Bhava Virektir and Yatra Chaisha Trika Ekakala Prapadya Manashya Tashnata Shu Tushti Pushti Shuta Paya Nugasam. So direct devotional, direct, he says, by devotion.
Mm.
Well, the word is by bhakti, by the performance of devotion to the Lord, three things happen.
Okay. 所以说在这个世界当中就在说通过对主进行的这个奉爱服务那么就会发生三件事。
We directly experience our true self and God.
我们会直接的去感知到自己的存在直接的感知到主的存在。
By that experience, we become detached.
而当我们有了这样的体验的时候我们就会变得超然就是变得不再依附不再执念。
Just like I just already explained.
就像我刚才已经给大家解释的那样。
And just like if you're hungry.
这就有点像是假如你现在感到很饿。
When you eat something.
而当你吃了一些东西的时候。
You get three things.
那么你吃的东西你就会得到三个东西。
You relief from hunger?
首先第一个就是你的饥饿感就被安抚了就消失了。
You enjoy.
然后你很享受这个食物的味道。
And you get nourishment, you get strength. Yeah.
然后第三个就是你得到了滋养然后你通过食物得到了这种力量。
So when we actually surrender to Krishna, to God,
因此当我们真正的能够向主向神臣服
We enjoy bhakti, love.
我们就会享受到感受到这个 bhakti, 这个爱
Material desires go away.
然后物质的欲望就会消失
And spiritually we feel strong.
并且在灵性上我们也会感到自己是很强大的是很强壮的
So that's how we know if we're making progress.
那么这就是我们可以就是来判断自己是不是真正取得进步的一个评判标准了。
We start to, and at first we enjoy just being alive.
那么首先我们会感受到我们就是很享受这个存在的感觉享受这个活着的感觉。
And we appreciate I'm alive because of God.
然后我们会去感恩那是感恩我活着是因为神是神的存在然后我才会存在。
And that's very pleasurable.
而这种体验是非常带来愉悦的。
It's more pleasurable than anything else.
可以说这种愉悦感比任何其他事物带来的愉悦感都要更多。
And then we feel strong.
然后我们就会感到自己很强壮。
We're not bothered by the things that used to bother us.
感到自己很强壮感到自己很强大那么曾经困扰我们的那些事情现在都已经不是问题了
We don't lament the past anymore.
不会再去悲伤过去发生的事儿。
开心了 And we don't worry about the future
然后也不会去焦虑未来会怎么样
真开心了 And we feel protected
然后并且、
right?Protected and maintained.
并且我们会感到自己被主保护着被主维系着。
That's how we know if we're advancing.
那么这个就是我们可以来判断自己是不是真的在灵性方面取得了进步的一个判断标准。
So I went over time. Of course, usually we have class for a lot longer.
就是现在有点超时了当然我们平常讲课的话呢都会时间更长 Yeah, there are like two questions, three, four.
So,
yes.
Forgive me that we don't have time to answer questions today, but I promise next week we will.
所以说请大家原谅我今天就没有时间回答你们的问题不过我们下个星期然后能够回到大家的回答大家的问题。
So please go ahead and send in your questions.
所以说请大家就是想提问就提问。
And thank you, Narayani, for translating, and thank you, Sumukhi Radha, for facilitating this class.
感谢 Sumukhi Madamadaji. Okay.
And I thank all the listeners for being here and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam together.
然后感谢所有在这儿聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的奉献者们。
And I can't wait to see you. I'll see you in China next week.
已经迫不及待想见到大家了下个星期。
谢谢。
谢谢。Okay, take care, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, glory to Prabhupada.
嗯 ，Hare Krishna， 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕。嗯，外昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天讲课结束 ，Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。